Sexual and Reproductive Health Services. Governments need to ensure quality sexual and reproductive health services are accessible for all by ensuring reach to marginalized and excluded groups, for example, sex workers, LGBTIQ groups and women with disabilities, aging women. Marginalized populations are vulnerable to human rights violations, such as forced abortion and sterilization of women with disabilities and women living with HIV, forced pregnancy and HIV testing of migrants, and criminalization of consensual sexual relations and sex work. Women with lower or no education, poor women, women who lived in remote, hard-to-reach areas have less access to contraception and other sexual and reproductive health services and find it hard to realize the autonomy of their bodies. Young people are unable to access critical sexual and reproductive health services because of the need for parental and/or marital consents. Religious fundamentalism and extremism, as well as cultural and traditional practices, are additional factors that contribute to the limiting of rights of women, young people and people of diverse sexualities. These also restrict and criminalize abortion, thus forcing women to avail unsafe and illegal abortions and thereby endangering their lives and health. These leave women vulnerable to violence, including sexual violence, rape, marital rape, female genital mutilation, chaupati in the Nepal context honor crimes, and early, forced and child marriages. Governments need to address the unmet need for all SRH information and services, including contraception for women and young people, by providing comprehensive sexuality education and quality SRH services, including modern contraception, irrespective of their marital status, and reach out to women in rural areas, women with less education and women in the poorest wealth quintiles and women of diverse ethnicities. Governments should make available essential and non-essential drugs, especially those for SRH-related morbidities, medical abortion, and regulate the quality, uniformity and accountability of services and pricing system of the private sector. Governments need to increase the number of community health workers in rural, hard-to-reach and peri-urban areas, trained in SRH service provision and innovative behavior change communication programs. Governments need to empower communities and actively engage them in the planning, implementing, monitoring and evaluating gender equality programs and sexual and reproductive health information and services. Governments should strengthen implementation mechanisms of young people SRHR policies and ensure the SRH information and services needs of adolescent and youth are addressed, and that such services are provided by healthcare providers with confidentiality and privacy. This would encourage the young people to access the services without feeling stigmatized and discriminated by adults. Provision of Universal Comprehensive Sexuality Education CSC and Youth Friendly Health Services YFHS in a gender-responsive manner at all levels of formal education and non-formal education is key to realizing young people SRHR. Governments should strengthen health systems governance to ensure accountability and transparency mechanisms at implementation level, prioritize principles of health equity, evidence-based decision-making and address weaknesses in policy, planning, health information and surveillance units to increase effectiveness. Effective grievance redress mechanisms for sexual and reproductive health services should be set up within the health sector at subnational and national levels. Page 4.